Hey, how are you? Welcome to Atomic Radio Hour, post-nuclear podcast, episode 105. I'm your host, Vince.
And I am your other host, Olive. I didn't even think of a couch gag for me.
What's up, buddy?
I don't know, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I have been having, I kind of, got my life together over the past, week and a half.
How was that?
So, it's good. My room's clean now, and, I did all my laundry, and I had a mental breakdown, and my roommate gave me bangs, so we know that I'm doing good.
Did you dye your hair?
No, I didn't, but right. I would like to touch it up soon at some point.
So you're going
to
dye it?
Yeah,
what
probably.
What color?
Haven't decided.
Are you going to go,
thinking,
a natural?
Another... Well, I did this like nice redwood, brownish red last time, and there's a little bit of that left, here.
What's your natural hair color? I think it's been a long time since I've seen you with natural hair.
Yeah, it's brown.
Brown?
But it's more of it's a grayish brown, not a reddish brown. Does that make sense?
Kind of. I'm trying my hardest to not make a post-contemporary haircut joke.
Yeah, but I have my hair up in a ponytail this episode, mm-hmm. So it kind of does look like a post-contemporary haircut a little bit.
What's your relationship with your father like?
You know my relationship with my father.
Man, it's the fucking same shit, different day. I found a band that I really enjoy, but apparently you fucking think is awful.
Oh my god, 100 Gex sucks. How, dude.
Give me your rationale, because I was listening to their album, 1000 Gex, and it's fucking great. I don't get it.
I just don't like it. It's noise, mm-hmm. but not in a good way, like Death Grips. I feel like there's a kind of an idea around Death Grips where 100 Gex is just screaming until it's distorted, and I just don't particularly like it.
What songs have you listened to?
I don't know, whatever has come up on my shuffle, because I listen to so many different kinds of music, they'll come up once in a while.
You have to listen to I Need Help Immediately, because it's the most non-song. I think I like it because it's, shitty on purpose.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't like it.
Because, I Need Help Immediately is just noises, and then someone going, I need help immediately, three times at a different spot. And then, one song just ends with a dubstep beat.
What the fuck?
Just because, and you have to listen to My Hand Was Smashed by a Mallet, I think it's called.
I've heard that one.
That
I think I don't like that song at
phenomenal.
All.
Phenomenal. And you have to hear the remix of Ringtone with fucking... Caro Caro Benito in it. It's fucking...
That song kind of rocks.
That song fucking slaps. I don't know how you don't like it. I was so upset that nobody, oh, he might like
this. Yeah, because I straight up, called you out on Twitter.
Yeah, I was
Follow
what the
us on
fuck?
Twitter if you want to see our drama.
I thought you would have been all over it. The lead singer's a fucking trans woman. I thought you would have been yes.
I don't care if your music sucks. It sucks.
Fucking like it.
In my opinion, 100 Gex sucks. Quote me on that.
So that's pretty much all I've done.
Is listen to 100 Gex.
Yeah. So just before we get into it, this episode is brought to you by our Patreon. As of the uploading of this, I think the stickers are still available.
No, they're not.
No? Okay.
No, they're not available. In the slightest.
Yeah, but this episode is brought to you by our Patreon. We'd like to thank them before we actually get into the episode. So.
Thank you.
Take it away.
I just dropped something.
Oh.
Okay, so first we have to thank the one and only Noah.
Thank you, Noah.
Thank you so much. Then we have Gage twice.
Thank you, Gage, twice. Once for the Patreon and once for the Discord.
Then we have Jordan with a Y.
Jordan with a Y, thank you.
Then it's Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
And last but certainly not least, we have Marcus.
Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone. It is it warms my heart to know that you support us.
Thank you. If you'd like to see the show get a little bit bigger and a little bit better, a little bit stronger, a little bit harder and faster, you can throw us a couple bucks on our Patreon. There is a link in the description below. You want to talk about the lore?
I know that you want to talk about the lore.
Oh, you don't want to?
Oh, no, I do. I want to. I know that you generally hold the cards in this section of the show.
So, for episode 105, I get all my lore off of fallout.fandom.com. We're doing the Temple of the Union. It is a small compound in D.C., northwest of Canterbury Commons. It is a haven to all runaway slaves and is run by Hannibal Hamlin. They respect Abraham Lincoln so much they want to set up their HQ at the Lincoln Memorial. It would be easier to defend, and Hamlin will offer to buy any of Lincoln's artifacts that you can find out in the wastes. They also have a statue of Lincoln's head just there, just chilling.
Mm-hmm. I think it's the one off of the Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah, kind of. I didn't really go into the quest line too much, but I believe if you do the quest line, you help them take the Lincoln Memorial, and then the head gets put back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Have you ever been to the Lincoln Memorial?
In the real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking huge.
Yeah, that like, head is massive.
Like, yeah, like when I went there, there's writing. If you're looking at, Abe from Clone High, to the left is writing on the wall, and the letters are so big that it's probably like each letter is probably half the size of me.
Yeah, and it's absolutely massive.
To think that was that built by slaves?
Most likely.
Well, hold on. What year was that erected? Because Lincoln was like, hey, let's not do the slaves anymore. Okay, Google.
Let me...
Google.
Are you doing that on your side?
Google. Yeah, hold on.
Are you trying to do that on mine?
No.
I have headphones
on. I know you have headphones and you fuck.
Don't call me a fuck. I'm no...
What year was the Lincoln Monument built?
1922.
1914. According to Ben's guide, the memorial was built between 1914 and 1922, and the theme of the building represents the Union.
Cool.
Yeah, it was opened in 22.
So not slaves.
So not
when
slaves.
When was the railroad built? Like the railroads in America? That was the
1800s.
I was going to say, all right, because if it wasn't slaves, it was Chinese immigrants. But that's, what do you call it? So Hannibal Hamlin. He's a 43-year-old abolitionist. He was a slave for 23 years, and he fled his masters at the age of 37. Ever since then, he's done everything in his power to free slaves. Caleb Smith is 32 years old and Hannibal Hamlin's right-hand man, born in 2245 and was a slave until 2269, where he tried to escape. While he was a slave, his owner taught him stone cutting. When he finally escaped, he joined a raider group until he heard of Hamlin, and he was, like I said, Hamlin's first follower. There is Bill Seward. He's a 54-year-old. He's a former slave, and he was a slave for most of his life. He escaped from his masters after accidentally killing their daughter. The master's daughter. Because the way it's written on the wiki, I had to read it like four times. Hours later, Hamlin found him and saved him from the waste. He has no combat skills. All he does is he cooks and he cleans, and his culinary skills are awful at best. He takes He takes care of the dog and the Brahmin. After a long life of being a subservient guy, those old habits are very hard for him to break. There is Simone Cameron, 26 years old, a mercenary before slaves abducted her, stole her. Slavers before they put her into slavery.
Enslaved
her. Thanks. I don't know why I couldn't think of that word. She was only a slave for 7 months and escaped as soon as she could. She has a total lack of respect for anybody that isn't Hamlin. Fourscore is Hamlin's dog, named after the Gettysburg Address, and his name literally means 80.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what fourscore meant.
I didn't remember what it meant either.
he actually, Fourscore actually shows up in Fallout Shelter. You can have a bunch of different pets and shit, and they'll be named after actual animals. Cool. So you can have him, yeah. And then we have Alejandra Torres, a 22-year-old historian and tinker, implies that she was a sex slave for 4 years. She had a master who taught her some literacy, math, history, and some degree of science. After her master was married, Hamlin bought her and freed her. She wants to build a shrine to Abe Lincoln, and she wants to make a school for all slaves in the Washington Memorial. Now, I'm not going too much into the quest line of what is it called? Oh God, it's on the tip of my tongue. What is the head of state? But I think this is a really, really neat, just kind of small pocket of people. And I know that Fallout 3 doesn't have as in-depth writing as New Vegas or the earlier Fallout games, but what I think they do very well is they make these little vignettes of civilizations.
I like that a lot about Fallout 3. And I think that... Have you ever done this quest line?
Yeah, I've done it once or twice, but I can't remember the last time I did it. It was a long time ago.
I remember doing this quest line on my first playthrough.
Oh,
but
cool.
I don't remember doing it since then.
Really?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's a neat one. I mean, it's not revolutionary or anything. I even kind of forgot that it is a quest line because it kind of feels just like just something to see, honestly.
Yeah, like it's just something that's like there.
Yeah. I'm trying to see something real quick. I mean, it's you can side with Hamlin, you can side with the slavers. It's you know, it's a Fallout 3 quest.
Mm-hmm.
There's something I want to read here.
It's pretty like black and white most of those.
Yeah.
Quests.
There's something I want to read here. I got to find it. Hold on. So he gives a speech about Lincoln, which I'm going to play. It'll be right.
Let me tell you the story of Abraham Lincoln. He was born a Tucketeersman. The truth of this mysterious title has been lost, but we know it was a great honor. As a child, he could not bear to see any animal chained or imprisoned. He was even known to set free the family Brahmin on occasion. As a youth, Abraham Lincoln fought raiders in the War of the Blackhawks. When the war ended, he settled down to rule the Lenoir, a small tribe of free men. He grew so famous that one day he was made president. He ruled over all the land. When he declared that all slaves must be freed, the slavers rebelled against his rule. They fought a great war, which Lincoln won. When he came to free the slaves, an assassin of the slavers struck him down. In the confusion, a few of the slavers escaped. Lincoln's generals hunted them, but could not find them. The bombs ended the era of Lincoln. But we will resurrect his voice. We will restore the greatness of his vision, where all men are created equal and all men can live free.
So,
ain't that a story?
I love how it's just like, he fought raiders. Imagine Lincoln with like an axe. Like, did you ever see Lincoln Zombie Hunter or Vampire Killer?
I've never seen it, but I have seen like the trailers. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, like I just love that, like, this is... I love history being fucked up because of the way it's just passed down from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so
like
funny.
That oral tradition.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Not a lot I have to go on.
Yeah, there's not really that much.
Oh, there's
on
a few
them.
Things. Hold on. I want to read these notes quick. The inhabitants are named after Abraham Lincoln's cabinet. Hannibal Hamlin was his vice president. Caleb Smith was his secretary of the interior, and William, or Bill, Seward, was the secretary of state. Simon, or Simone, Cameron, was the secretary of war, and the dog Fourscore is named after the opening lines of Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent. The name of the Temple of the Union comes from words above Lincoln's statue at the Lincoln Memorial. The passage reads, "In this temple, as the hearts of the people who he saved from the Union, the memory of Abraham Lincoln is enshrined forever." On the block Caleb is working on, the words say, "Temple of the Union" are visible with visible with others that are other words that are faded out. Presumably, the block arrived at the building around the same time as the statue's head. The name of the temple is based on the federal government of the United States of America during the Civil War. So just something neat of like, hey, let's take this one culture and see how it would apply to this new culture and see what they like about it. I just like it. I think it's neat.
Yeah, it is pretty fucking neat. I like you said, like the way things get passed down, I think it's just so interesting.
Yeah.
Because like I want to hear what other stories would have looked like if they were passed down like this, and like I don't know. I like can't even imagine.
What would you think of a historic? Are we done with lore? Can I clip this out?
Yeah, I'd say we're done with lore.
Cool. If you were to take another like historical story and pass it through the lens of the apocalypse, what do you think would be interesting?
9/11.
What?
No.
9/11. Yeah. Okay. Why? Okay. No.
Think about it
like this. Let's say it's like the early, let's say it's like before vertebrates are like huge, right? Mm-hmm. Because vertebrates, right, yeah, really aren't, I don't believe, spoken about until Fallout 2, and they're called sky spirits because of tribal people. Like, not everybody called them that, but like, yeah, Arroyo called them that. How do you explain that giant silver birds flew into buildings that were being used? You know what I mean?
Know. I don't think I picked a very good example. What about Kennedy? It's another assassination. Yes.
Okay. So like my thought for Kennedy instantly is like America was doing great. It was the 60s.
Everyone was doing coke on boats.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody was doing so many drugs that they elected a man who
The first Irish, like, president, I'm pretty
you
sure.
Gotta,
yeah,
throw
Irish American.
You, yeah, gotta throw that in. You gotta throw that in.
It's because he was killed because he was a Catholic. That's why he was,
yeah,
killed.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Okay, that's what you want to do? Okay, yeah, okay, hold on. We'll go with something like St. Monica's Cathedral.
Like, full tea. Like, my dad to this day says that was the reason that he was killed.
Because he was Catholic?
Yeah, because he was
Catholic.
They killed
him because he
Irishman.
Was fucking Marilyn Monroe, and she was having sex with Fidel.
I know. I know. I know that. I know that.
Does he really think it's because he was Catholic?
I'm pretty sure it's because he was a Catholic Irishman.
That's what he thinks?
I don't know. Why don't we invite him on the show and find out?
We should. I mean, if he was a Catholic
priest. My dad should do the lore on Kennedy.
Oh my god, no, because it'd be a 2-hour episode.
We could do it as a special.
Yeah, but I was gonna say, everybody was doing so well, and everybody was doing so many drugs, that the president was like the number one guy to do it.
So much psycho.
Yeah. And he was doing so many drugs that he was banging celebrities, and like, Marilyn Monroe was having sex with like half the Yankees at the time.
Yeah.
Like, she was just
And you
fucking,
know what? Good for her. Good for her.
She wasn't even that good of an actress. It's just...
She's pretty.
Yeah, that's it. And then fucking, what's his name? Campbell Soup Boy. Why can't I think of his name?
Andy Warhol.
Yeah. Made that one painting. But, whatever. And people, this is when people started to not like drugs. And that's what they would devolve America into during the 60s, is just drugs or no drugs.
Yeah.
And then you'd have these people that were, it was just like a dungeon, a cave, kind of like a crack house of just people doing crack, or just people doing psycho, people doing jet, and a bunch of other shit. And they're like, hey man, if they could have done it in the 60s, like,
yeah.
And then you could find a weapon there that's a rifle. And it's called, like, the magic rifle. And it has the chance... It has a chance of doing, like, extra critical damage on a headshot.
Or, like, it doesn't shoot straight. The bullets curve. The bullets curve.
Yeah.
Who do you or think ricochet and hit another thing.
Who do you think killed Kennedy? I mean, other than the U.S. government.
I personally believe that it was the second gunman on the grassy knoll and not Lee Harvey Oswald. Me personally.
Really?
Yeah. Some people are like dead serious that it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I just don't think it was. I think he was set up.
Yeah.
Because J. Edgar Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover knew someone that was related to Jack Ruby, and Jack Ruby's the guy that killed him in the police station.
Really?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's
yeah,
a little
so that
too fucking
talk.
Convenient.
Yeah. So that's why Oswald couldn't talk, because he was fucking assassinated.
I saw this picture of JFK, or I'm sorry, of Bill Clinton meeting JFK, right? When Bill Clinton was, like, in school.
Wow.
And
wow.
I sent it to my mom, and I was like, oh, look how neat this picture is. And I didn't say who was in it, and she's like, oh, wow. And I was like, oh, can you tell who's in it? And she's like, yeah. She's like, that's Bill Clinton, and that's JFK. And I was like, oh, wow, you knew it right away. I'm so used to seeing JFK with a big fucking hole in his head that I don't know what he looks like.
Like, you say that to your mother?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what fucking JFK looks like. I know what the back of his, the inside of his skull looks like, but I don't know what he looks like. I know more about JFK because of Clone High than I do because of history.
I'm sure you know more than you think because of hanging around my dad.
Yeah, well, that too. Didn't you?
That's
your
why
dad?
I.
What's up?
Hmm?
No, go on.
Hmm? No, I think that's why I somewhat know so much about history, because my dad's a huge like history buff.
Yeah. God, what a fucking crazy fucking
we live in a crazy world.
So speaking about crazy shit and speaking about pockets of humanity that show up in the apocalypse, we're getting a Fallout show.
I'm excited about it.
Me too.
You're cautiously excited about it. No, you're not. Are you?
I don't care. Like, I'm just at a point where I don't think they can do good. I don't like 76 all that much. I've been trying to play it. I just can't. I can't. Also, The Last of Us 2 is still like the best game I've ever played. What's that?
Yeah. It's just like not your thing.
It's
like,
not.
76 wasn't your thing.
My brother called me today. He's like, hey, do you still play Fallout? I was like, yeah, absolutely. He's like, do you play 76? I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, well, I'm playing it. I was like, oh, well, shit. If I was playing it, I'd play with you, but I'm not, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how long he's going to play it, because he said he wants to play, like, the Battle Royale mode and shit, but it's not the point. We're getting this show. I have a couple ideas of, I think, what would make the best show for it.
I want to hear your thoughts on that.
I want to... okay. You want me to go first?
But, actually, I want to go first.
Okay, I was going to say, I'd rather you go first.
Yeah, I don't want to steal your thunder and give you the best show idea ever. But I do kind of want to go first.
Yeah, go first. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
So that was very loud in my little my fragile little ears. My ideal version of this show would take place in the West.
Okay.
And it would be in New California. And I'd say it takes place after New Vegas, I would say.
Oh, okay. All right. I was going to say, we almost have the same idea.
After New Vegas, but it'd be in New California. The NCR, I would assume, would have been the winner of New Vegas, or it would have been a free and independent Vegas for the canon.
Mm-hmm.
And just to like give you an idea of where the NCR is at. So they're stretched as thin as possible. Corruption's at an all-time high. And the main character is an Asian descendant of someone that's a part of the Xi.
Okay.
Going out looking for new technology.
So all the way from San Francisco to New Vegas.
In the like West, the California greater area.
So okay, so it could take place in any part of New California all the way up to, I believe they get as far as, well, they have Arroyo, which
they
is Oregon.
Pass
I don't
the
know
Rockies.
If they have Seattle. What's up?
They wouldn't pass the Rockies at any point in this show.
But they're in Mexico. Parts
yeah.
of, okay.
I would love to see some more Mojave Wasteland, but I'm also just a freaking New Vegas fuck.
Is that
so?
Is that it?
I didn't really have an idea for a story, except that this kid would be like searching for technology, and then he goes out and he like finds something horrific. He finds whatever the plot is, and he gets whisked away on an adventure with 2 to 4 other zany companions that he probably defeats in battle, and then. And then they go and do their thing, and I don't know. I'm not sure where... I have a very loose idea of what this is because I don't really, like... I don't know what new California has to offer, really.
I see.
What's your idea?
I have a
couple. That's, like, my basic premise. I want to know what your favorite premise is.
I think the only time this... The only timeline... There's a few timelines that'll make the most sense. I think it should be... Let me just make sure I'm getting the date right. I'm pretty sure I am. I think the only thing that makes sense to me should be between 2161 and 2242. Between the events of Fallout 1 and the events of Fallout 2. And I think what you should show is sometime after...
Is this during the era of establishing Arroyo?
No.
Is Arroyo already established?
Okay, so ideally, sorry, I just want to double check dates. Ideally, it should be 21, like sometime after 2196. After the death of Aradesh, Tandy is unanimously elected as the president of the NCR by the NCR Council. As expected, she proceeds to do a kick-ass job. I think what they should show
yeah, she do.
Is 2168. Or 2194, 2195, 2196. Show a young Tandy. Show her dealing with the death of her
Tandy
father.
And the politics that she has to deal with in bringing the NCR to power.
This makes...
Would be an amazing show.
This is the only timeline that makes sense to me for a show. Because there's such a gap of shit that happened, but we don't really know much about. And I hate prequels, because you know this person is gonna die, this person is, whatever. I don't like that shit. But with something like
this,
I think it would work. Just because it's kind of left ambiguous. They tell you what happened, but they only tell you what you need to know that has happened. So they can say to you, like, hey, look, the first few episodes can be... because I believe Aradesh goes looking for something in the Waste, and I could be wrong, and just doesn't come back. And I think he's looking for the Vault Dweller, and he just never shows back up. So you can show Tandy fighting with her dad and being like, I want something better for my life, because that's what Tandy was all about. And then her dad's like, well, Tandy, if I find something, I'll bring it back to you. And then maybe we can talk about you going out and adventuring with us or starting up a caravan route for Shady Sands or the NCR or whatever. And then you can show her being like really upset that her dad's gone. And she's like, I'll never get to fucking see my dad again, but I got to do right by my dad. And then she's like, I'm going to just be the president of the NCR. And you can show
how she grows up.
You can watch Tandy grow up. You can watch her... All I want to watch is a soap opera. Like, I just want to watch a soap opera set in Fallout. So if you can show that, like, we're getting trouble from the cons to the east. Like, okay, hold on. Let's go fucking see what they're doing. Or whatever's left of the cons. And you can have the Jackals and the Vipers show up, too. You have all this, like... And it's also at a time where the Brotherhood still exists. And they're still to themselves. So you can kind of have the Brotherhood kind of come in. You can slightly have little sprinklings of what the Enclave could later be. Like, don't just be like, and Enclave. Like, I don't think Bethesda, one, has the balls to tackle this. I also don't think that they have the writing chops to tackle this and to do right by it, because this is being done by the dude who made Westworld.
Which I think... Hell yeah, because I liked Westworld a lot.
I never watched it. Everyone said it was great. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to judge him if I've never seen the man's work. But what I'm saying is you have this area. Like, you can show Kellogg. Like, if you have to talk about the new games, you have to talk about the Bethesda canon. Like, you can bring Kellogg into this. Kellogg was part of the Shi. Kellogg has some sort of association with the NCR. He might not have been in it, but he lived amongst it. You can have these other characters. You can have Harold. You know what I mean? You can have
very
Harold
well
show
could,
up.
Yeah.
Like, you can...
Or just like a tree arm.
Yeah, or you can just be like... is it the hub that he's in Fallout 1?
I think so.
Like, you can be like, we have to go to the hub today. And even if it's just, like, in the background of a bar, you just see Harold. Like, you know what I mean? Like... Tandy has to go to the hub. You can show Tandy annexing these places. But another, you brought up New Vegas. I have so many fucking ideas for what the show could be. What I think, because if I remember correctly, Kaisar goes from the Hoover Dam all the way to, like, the tip of the panhandle of Texas, right?
I think that's all his land.
And then a fuck ton north.
Yeah, and I don't know how far north. I'm assuming... Let's look it up.
Well, up to Dogtown at the very least.
Well, yeah, so... Hold on, Colorado. Let me research. Okay, so it's the Four Corners. I will leave this tab so I can. The map I'm referencing is the NCR is all of Oregon, all of California, and Nevada, minus a few spots here and there. The four, I don't know the states offhand that are the four corner states. Those massive fucking states. Are all owned...
Utah's there.
Well, no, Colorado. Utah, I'm pretty sure Utah's the White Legs, is it not?
Yeah.
So here, let me link you this map. So it's in Hostlands, right? So the map that we're looking at, and it'll be on screen, the NCR, Caesar's Legion, the White Legs, there's the Enclave Remnants of the North, the Midwest and Texas Brotherhood, the UAF, the Capital Wasteland Brotherhood, and the Commonwealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's being represented on this map. Khaizar goes that far. I'm thinking this takes place at the end. It takes place in 2281, 2282, after the Battle of Hoover Dam. Here's my other pitch for the show. It takes place after the Battle of Hoover Dam. And after the Battle of Hoover Dam, you get to a point where the last thing Khaizar said was head east. Dies of his brain tumor, and Lanius is now ruling with an iron fucking fist. If you look at Lanius wrong, he puts you and your degenerate family on crosses.
I mean, he never wanted to do that.
No,
though.
He didn't. But I think the power would get to his head.
All he wanted to do was honor Khaizar.
That's the thing. He would want to honor Khaizar, but he would also... I think he would let the power go to his head. I think that, like, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the fucking police in this country. And I think what you could really have is this man who is now just a tyrant, who didn't really want to do with it, but was doing it because of Khaizar, was given
and
the power,
now.
And was just like, fuck it, everybody's gonna die. And they say, go east, and it follows somebody... who is part of Khaizar's legion, and you don't know if Caesar's dead, but you do know that the NCR and the legion battle, they do kill President Kimball. Like certain things happened. Like, some of the legion got one side, some of the legion got the other side, they kill President Kimball. I'm sorry, the legion got one side, the NCR got some people. Like, let's say the NCR got the boomers, but Khaizar got... somebody else, help me out. Khaizar got Gamora and let's say the Ultralux, right?
Yeah, that fits.
Like something like that, and like someone else helped out them, and it didn't end in a catastrophic win or a catastrophic loss. It just kind of ended the same way the first Battle of Hoover Dam kind of ended, but now both sides are extremely crippled. Because the NCR lost Kimball, and Khaizar's Legion lost Khaizar. So now they just have Lanius. And there's no one beneath Lanius. Like, as a power move, Lanius kills the dude underneath him, and was like, he can make a big thing, like, that was the man who was beneath me, who I trusted. If anybody fucks with me, I will kill them. You know what I mean? Like, you can have this whole thing. Because parts of Caesar's Legion had incorporated itself with the White Legs. Not even that they wholeheartedly believed in the White Legs, just it was more numbers.
Yeah, they just needed more territory.
Yeah. I think you can have something neat that it's in Dogtown. It's a dude who just takes care of Caesar's dogs and shit. And he's like, all right, go west. You can expand west. We already know we don't know what's in like the flyover country, like of the U.S. I would love to see something in like the Michigan area for the Enclave Remnants. I would love to see what the fuck's going on in Wyoming. Fuck, do it in Ronto. Do it in an already established city.
Yeah.
An already established area. And I think
that's why I want to see something out of the Xi, because they're established, but like we don't know much about them. And I want to know about their technology and how it fits into the canon of Fallout.
I want to know about their power armor and their vertebrates that they're creating. But the only thing I don't like about having a she show is that
they're
they're already too powerful. Like, I feel like you're given everything right there. Where if you watch if you watch like a low ranking legionary that like just takes care of the dogs, you kind of have an underdog to root for. If mm-hmm. you show Tandy, you have that underdog to root for.
Yeah, young Tandy.
Yeah. Like, I think that could be...
Can I propose something?
Sure.
What if, regrettably, it's on the East Coast?
I don't think that's regrettably, but... Okay. What's going
to
happen is it's going
to
take place...
I think this has to be West
Coast. You think it has to be?
It has to be.
I don't think so.
It fucking has to be.
I don't think it has to be West Coast. I just think West Coast is the most interesting spot to make a TV show out of. Because
you can like actually record in the desert and shit.
Yeah, and it's probably super cheap to record in the desert. You probably don't have to fucking pay for things. For, what do you call it? What I'm thinking...
Just gotta pay for power.
yeah. What I'm honestly thinking is as fun as... the West Coast would be, as fun as the East Coast would be, they're going to play it safe and do it in West Virginia or Boston or DC. I think a show in DC could be fascinating. I think it
like
could be really cool.
Like before or after Fallout 3?
Yes. I think...
either?
I think before Fallout 3 would be too desolate.
Yeah. I want to see the boom that happens after Fallout 3.
Yeah, that's... That's what I want to see. I want to see... there we go. I want to see... I think it'd be interesting. Give Eric Todd Dellums a fucking job.
Yes. Yes.
Because...
Yes.
The man is always on Twitter and on Instagram saying that he hasn't worked. Give him a job playing Three Dog. He's a fan favorite right there. He can talk about all the good that has happened. Let's put it... Hear me out. Maybe you don't put Three Dog in as a main character. The Lone Wanderer leaves in 2299. Let's say it's 2299 and the show starts in Megaton. And it starts off with a fucking young... What is Lucas Sims' son? Is it Sam Sims?
Oh, I don't remember.
Harden Sims?
No, not Harden. Is it?
Tell me I'm right. Tell me I'm right. Come on.
It's Harden.
Harden, fuck yeah.
Man, I'm a fucking idiot.
All right, so young Harden, it starts with young Harden, and it's just like, which you know Harden considers the Lone Wanderer the reason why his dad's dead. It takes place in 2299. We're finally getting the 2299 that was hyped up fucking a decade ago. And I can see it fucking perfectly. It's the crater. Confessor Cromwell is now in this garish, monstrous, fucking Children of Adam cloak, and fucking there's shit coming off of it, and like a colander. Like, they are dressed. Their higher ranking elder members are dressed. And Harden just kind of, it's kind of like a quick zoom in from down, and then you can see like the noodle bar, and you can see the hospital right there and the Brahmin, and you can see all of the housing behind it and Moriarty's in the distance, and it kind of zooms in, and all of a sudden Harden kind of like looks up and like is like in the shot of the camera and stops the forward progression of the camera, and he looks up and here, what the fuck do you mean he left? And then it just kind of goes to other people inside of Megaton and be like, I don't know, he just left. And then Moira Brown walks out polishing off like a laser pistol, and she's like, yeah, of course he left. And, like, the whole thing is like, what do you mean the fucking Lone Wanderer is gone? He was doing this and that. And then you get people going, he was a good guy. He was a bad guy. He did this. He did that. I saw him wear some sleepwear one time. And then you can kind of show the Brotherhood. You can show if the Brotherhood stood, what part of the Brotherhood stood in DC. Did they not like what Maxon was doing? Because you know they're going to milk the Brotherhood for all they can.
Yeah. Because they're very visually interesting.
Well, not even because they're visually interesting, but because they have to put it on the cover. because they have to say the Brotherhood is in this. Instead of saying the Brotherhood doesn't exist anymore or the Brotherhood doesn't exist in the same capacity that it once did, they have to sell copies of the game because there's no reason why Maxon should be in West Virginia. There's no reason why the Brotherhood should be in West Virginia. They didn't start there. It's too fucking early. But if you put it 300 years in the future, you can make the argument that the Brotherhood is there and you can say that they're good guys or bad guys. But if you leave it ambiguous and you kind of say, we're doing the good for the bad, or we're doing the bad for the good, you can have it where you can show these dynamic characters. Say, we just got word from Elder Maxon. Okay, fine, we got word from Elder Maxon, but I don't like what he's saying. I don't think that these people are all that bad. I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that. Like, you can show a dynamic power struggle. And imagine this is 7, 8, 9. This is 32 years later, right? 32 years later. Yeah. How do we not know that?
The other elder could be fucking dead. What was his name?
Lyons. Well, I don't know if Elder Lyons died. I'm assuming he did because now it's Elder Maxon as like the head of them. Actually, let me find that out. Okay, hold on. Get the fuck out of here. I can't.
It's hot as fuck in here.
Yeah, it's hotter than a thing that's hot.
It's hotter than a bitch. And that's me now. Ooh, girl.
Can you look it up? Because I'm having a hard time. Just look up Owen Lyons.
What did you need me to look up?
Owen Lyons. But you can show that. Let's just say that Owen Lyons is there and Maxon has been recruited to. No, I don't think he is, and I can't fucking say that if I don't know.
He dies in. I don't know. Let's see. He was age 76 at death. He was age 75 at Fallout 3's time. So he only lived another year.
Okay, so.
Yeah, he died 2278.
And then after that is Maxon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, Lyons is dead. Sarah Lyons.
Dead as shit.
He's the deadest man alive. Let's just say that Sarah Lyons is a high ranking, or she leaves because she doesn't like the way that it went, and now she's in charge of the outcast.
Wait, leadership, leaving behind leadership to his daughter, Sarah Lyons.
Where are you finding this?
The wiki.
Yeah, where? Can you link it to me, please?
Sure.
Oh, here, legacy. He eventually passed away in 2270, leaving behind leadership to his daughter, Elder Sarah Lyons, which was short-lived as she perished shortly thereafter in battle. The East Coast Brotherhood subsequently floundered, led successive leaders until... Okay, so it was a bunch of just, like, shitty, just, hey, I'll do it for a little while, and then it's Arthur
Maxon. Cookie-cutter elders until Maxon comes along and shakes up the boat.
Okay, so...
And then makes the boat fly north.
So let's just say that it's showing of another person who's like a pseudo elder. He's like, you take care of DC, but he's like, but okay, even start the show like this. Maxon in a room smoking a cigar, and it's 2286, and he's like, you can't just fucking leave DC. Look at all the good that's happened. Look at all the pure water that's flowing through here. The mutants are being taken care of. We have a small section of mutants that just live there. The subway, the metro tunnels are being inhabited again. We've cleaned out most of the ferals. Underworld is a thriving metropolis. Tenpenny Tower no longer is controlled by a bigoted old racist man. Rivet City is a massive power when it comes to literature, when it comes to art, when it comes to research, when it comes to the development of mankind. We have other boats that are coming to Rivet City to import and export goods. We have spices from far off lands. We have someone brought in
those spices, though.
Exactly. Like, here's this world that is developing. And Elder Maxon, a year before the events of Fallout 4, wants nothing to do with it. He's like, but there's things up north that are bad, and they're turning the fucking frogs gay. And he's like, but you don't see the fucking picture. Maxon? Look at everything good that we did here. Look at all that shit. And you want to go north because of that old man Zimmer that was killed fucking almost a decade ago? That's why you want to leave? What's up?
Plus, like decade plus.
No, well, it's only 10 years. Fallout 4 is only 10 years after 3. Like, almost a decade ago, this old man died and he was working on half people, half robots. So you want to go north. That's your plan, is to go north. Really. And you're just going to leave. And then it shows this dude who, like, Maxon doesn't agree with, but he respects because they grew up together. And then he just kind of puts him in charge, and he's getting orders from Maxon, and he just doesn't want to do anything with it. And let's just say that – let's just say this takes place in the year of Fallout 4, right? Let's just say that all that happens, and you just see DC kind of – thrive, and you see the I think also, even if you were to hear about these events happening through the guise of someone who lives in Rivet City, maybe a kid who's like a 19-20 year old kid who's the bartender at the Muddy Rudder.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things here that you can really play on. I saw Chris today, who we play Atomic Tabletop with, and he said that he was talking to about mm-hmm. it. He was talking about the show with his brother, and his brother said the worst idea is to go back to Fallout 1 and 2's time, because they're not going to mm-hmm. do it justice, because they already don't care about the lore enough. They're going to fuck up that lore, and I agree with that. But that's what I think would be interesting. I also think would be really interesting was to see what's going on with Chicago. Because as far as I know, they kind of lost touch with the Brotherhood in Chicago. They're there, they're not there, we know, we kind of know, we don't.
Yeah, and that's also debatedly canon. We don't know where that's at right now.
So if it's debatedly canon, take what works and make it work. You know what I mean? Take what mm-hmm. works, change what you have to, because it's kind of up in the air, because they were like trial side games, and then go from there. I think the show has a lot of potential. It just has to be written right. It needs a good set of writers. And I don't know if the Westworld writer, like I said, the dude who's directing and writing, I don't know if it's good, because I never watch Westworld. I have nothing but high hopes for the show, but I'm ready to be disappointed.
I really liked it. I mean, it's a little bit up its own ass, but, like, I kind of like that.
Yeah, but aren't the best things up its own ass?
Oh, yeah.
So
you have to be in it.
But that's the other thing, is Westworld has to do with, like, synths and shit, like, more or less. I'm mm-hmm. afraid they're just going to be like, it's the Institute show. Because I just...
That's what I hope it isn't. I really hope it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Because I have a feeling that he's just going to... They hired him because it's like, oh, well, he was pretty much doing what we were doing, but now he's doing his own thing. So let's just have him do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm really afraid of that. I hope it isn't about a vault dweller. I really hope it's not.
I really hope that it doesn't start in a vault. I don't want that.
It would be cool if it started in a vault the day the bombs drop, to give you context if you know nothing about the universe.
Yeah, that would be great, but then it goes into a story of an actual character that we're going to be following.
That I care about.
Yeah.
Because, also, you can look at it as if the vault wasn't an experiment, it was a control vault, which they'll probably do if it isn't a vault, and they'll say, like, mm-hmm. oh, hey, this was a vault, it was a control vault, something happened, time to go now, bye-bye, and then he's like, huh, what, I gotta wipe my ass with fucking Grognak comics? Like, it's just, don't take the easy route, take something, really flesh it out, and make something huge.
And really make it work,
like,
yeah. You okay?
I really, really see this being, it could be a big show, it could be a great show, it could be fucking, it could really, really do the series a lot of justice, it could bring in new people, and it could build upon lore. Like, don't fucking put the show in Boston, don't put it in DC, don't put it in
give me something new.
Don't,
because,
like,
Fallout fans don't want the same shit fed back to them for money.
Fallout 4's ending is Fallout 3 but shinier. Don't give me the same shit again. Give me something new. I want to know what's going on with the rest of the company. Or I'm sorry, not the company. What's going on with the rest of the world? What's going on in Mexico? That'd be really interesting. Let's see where Raul is from. Let's see that area. Let's see what's going on in Canada.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on in Washington. Let's see what's going on in Texas. Let's see what's going on in Wyoming.
A Texas series would be so cool.
Let's see what else is going on in the world. don't
Louisiana.
I want to see a fucking Fallout Bayou in the worst way. That's probably like that in New York. And if they do it in New York, fine. Do it justice. Do it justice. Remember, the subway tunnels are that deep for a reason. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, think about that for a fucking second. I've said it on here before, and I'll say it again. I have this idea, and I don't know how to write the video for it, about what I think the best Fallout game ever would be. And I think a lot of it would take place in New York. And that's all I'm going to say. And I'm going to save the rest of it for when I actually fucking make the video. But I think New York is a prime location. We see New York and everything, but I think it's a prime location for the series because it's the East Coast mecca of decadence. Just, have you been to Manhattan lately?
Lately? Like, not since
the Rona, but like, when was the last time you were in Manhattan?
Not since the Rona. Last time I was in Manhattan was last, maybe August?
I have no interest of ever going back to that city. And really? I love Manhattan. It's just, every time I go there, it's just more and more of like, hey, oh yeah, Bobbity Goop, Skipper Cream. It's just like, all right, we get it. We fucking get it. You live in New York. Like, I just, it's becoming more and more overwhelming and obnoxious every time I go. And
well, it's because you're not like, you don't live in New York. That's
I know,
not
but
your life.
Like,
yeah.
I don't want to live there. Like, it's just like, it's a constant fucking. And it's I have no other way to explain it. You know what I mean? Like,
of just being annoyed.
Like, of just being annoyed. Like, not even annoyed. It's just like I got into a fight on Twitter with a fucking record store one of the last times I was in Manhattan.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because they were rude to my fucking, like, six. My brother was like six at the time. Seven at the time. Like, you fought with a fucking child in a record store. You know what I mean? Like, it's just. I want to see New York because of, I want to know what Times Square looks like, if the lights still work. I want to know how dilapidated it is. But I feel like it's also a little too easy.
It is easy.
I'd like to see Alaska. Alaska would be fucking amazing to see because you can see
Anchorage.
Okay, you were talking about the Xi. Let's talk about how there's Chinese soldiers that have ghoulified or are generations that have now bred with other Americans after the war. They said, fuck it, we gotta get along or we gotta figure something out or not even...
Gotta make it work,
like,
yeah.
Like, not even that first generation. That first generation was probably like, fuck that. It was like, I'd rather be dead than red. I ain't getting down with a commie. And then the generation after that's like, fuck that.
Commies are okay.
Well, not even that commie. No, not even that. Just like, fuck that. We're going to die. There are people there. We need to breed so we can make food. Like, I think 2208 Alaska. 2208 Alaska. I think that'd be fucking fascinating to watch. It's enough time has passed. It's before the events of Fallout 2. The Brotherhood doesn't exist there, so thank God. But you still have power armor, because there were soldiers. So they could have taught their kids how to use power armor. Let's also say someone learned how to take – we're going to take fusion cores. They taught they found a way that they can – Like a hierarchy of people where they have bikes because if it was the army, they would have had a workout facility. They can hook up power cores to bikes and they can charge them.
Something cool.
Like you have this. You have almost like a metro type feel where it's snowy and it's apocalyptic and there's
and
rawr,
you,
beast flying.
And they
shit.
Have this opportunity to do basically whatever they want.
Yeah. In a land that has enough lore, but not, like, Hawaii would be awesome. We talked about how fucking cool Hawaii fucking Fallout would be one time. I think you need to take a location that's spoken about, but not spoken about. Like, Arkansas. Yeah. Arkansas, that's why fucking Nuclear Family takes place in Arkansas. Because I knew it was, I knew kind of where it was, I kind of knew what it was near, and it was enough. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's all you really need, like, to, like, give your idea a spark.
This is here, that's there, that's over that way, this person's from the area that's right outside of New Jerusalem, like, the 80s exist. Like, do it on the 80s! Do an anthology series on the fucking 80s.
That'd be fucking
cool.
Do
American Horror Story, because that's an anthology, on the 80s, and have each episode be an hour or an hour and a half episode in different pockets of the 80s. Do one on Salt Lake where they're fighting the White Legs, and do one where they're in California. Do one where they're in Pennsylvania. Do one where they're in fucking Chicago. Do it along Route 80. It is the I just had a conversation about how fucking amazing Route 80 is, that it is fucking the longest highway, that it goes from New Jersey to California, and it is the longest highway in the country, and how, like, it's fucking, it surprises me that it exists and that it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do an anthology series on the 80s. No, don't do that. Do an anthology series on Raiders, on different Raider cultures. So yeah. The first series, let's just say that's the 80s, like the first season, second season. Now it's the Cons, and it's every iteration of the Cons, from the Cons, the new Cons, the great Cons. Show all of these people. There's a bunch of people that want to see the Cons lore. I can think of fucking Fallout Online, the Fallout 2 Online version. The reason why Mantis's name is TKS Mantis is it was the Cons Mantis because he would roleplay as a con. Like, yeah. There are people that really give a fuck about the Cons. There are... Then after that, okay, let's do the next season. It's all of the families that became the chair for fucking thing. Okay, season 4. What are we going to do on season 4? The motherfucking
Shane Ivers.
Tunnel Snakes. We'll get to Shane Ivers in a minute. Season 4 is the best season. Every show has one season that's dog shit, and then they have one season that's the best season ever. Season 4 is the best season. It's just the fucking Tunnel Snakes. Just the tunnel snakes the whole time. Rule. They fucking rule, scientifically proven by science, walking around snapping their fingers going, "Acha-cha." Fucking season 5, going to be the worst one. It's going to be the Raiders of Boston. Not a lot there.
It's going to be the worst one.
Same thing with
season 6. Season 6 will be
Shane Ivers. Wait a fucking minute. Season 6, we come back.
I'm trying to make this joke work. Oh my gosh.
Season 6, we come back in full force, and it's a new Raider. It's a new group of Raiders that they've invented
for the show. Do you
really think
that this is going to last 6 seasons?
6 seasons in a movie. 6 seasons in a movie.
Okay, I give you that.
6 seasons in a movie. I'm giving everything that has potential 6 seasons in a movie.
Okay.
And then we'll get a made-for-Amazon movie. And the score of that movie
will be created by Shane Ivers. If you want to get our intro music, that's Feather Duster. And you can get that at www.silvermansounds.com/freemusic/feather-duster. Vince, tell us about some things.
If you'd like to follow us or the show, you can find us on Twitter. Links in the description below. While you're down there, click on the link to join our Discord. Fucking love Discord. I always say it's like if Reddit and Facebook Messenger had a baby and then it was raised by the good parts of Skype. We stream in there. Actually, recording this on a Wednesday. If the mail is delayed because of the Rona, and if I get my package tomorrow, I'm streaming. I bought another Gundam.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to stream that. We're also recording something special tomorrow. After we're done that, I'm going to stream that. There's always someone going there. Gage has been sharing beats that he's been making. Jordan with a Y has been hosting Jackbox party nights. It's just a time and a half, and if you're not
there,
I kind of feel like it's like the third part of the show.
Out.
Yeah, like it's a part of the show that you're not experiencing. We have a Redbubble. We have some designs there. A couple of stuff that I made, a couple of stuff that Olive made together. You can go there, buy a sticker, a shirt, a backpack, a cup, a mug, a duvet, a shower curtain, a block, a clock, a fucking
any
painting.
Format of Redbubble type things.
Actually, can you put up the logo for Atomic Tabletop as a purchasable?
Sure.
I don't know why we didn't do that. I was thinking about that earlier. You can check that out. And like you heard in the beginning of the show, we do have a Patreon. You can throw us a couple bucks. Because of Patreon, we can't afford to do the show. The people that throw us, which again, thank you. If you are donating to the Patreon, the people that have been giving to us, we can pay our listing fees, totally taken care of. We can buy better equipment. Thank you. Like, I just thank you.
Thank you
giving.
So much.
Thank you if you're considering. But again, the world is kind of in a weird spot. Today I met up with a friend at a park not far from my house. He worked throughout the entire lockdown, or if we're still in a lockdown, I don't even know. Off the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
And applied for some grant, got his stimulus check because he did work on the books during the winter, and got about $10,000.
Wow.
With working off the books, not even counted in, they gave him a sum of money, his stimulus check, and I worked the entire time. And I got a one-time... Sorry?
I didn't even qualify for the stimulus.
No, yeah, but he qualified for the stimulus. And he qualified for this thing that he was out of work because of... He just said it was because of the coronavirus and this and that, and got 10 fucking grand. I worked the entire time, got a one-time taxed bonus of $300, so I didn't fucking see anything, and I walked into a Petri dish every single fucking night. And people that were on... This is how fucked up America is. People that were on unemployment were getting a bonus in Pennsylvania, a bonus, $600. My cousin in New Jersey told me he is getting $1,000 a week to sit on his ass and smoke weed. He's getting $4,000 a month to smoke pot.
Dang.
You know what I mean? Like...
Is this going to make it into the show?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know where I was going with this. Oh,
I just needed to get that out.
Sorry, what I was saying is the world is in a weird spot, and if you don't have the money, I totally get it. We're not pressuring you to join Patreon. The world's fucked.
World, yeah.
But yeah, I think that's really everything I have to say.
I think that's everything that I have to say.
Cool.
Cool.
All right. Atomic Radio Hour, forever.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.